I'm kindly joined this morning by Inspector Angie Austin from Surrey Police. I'd imagine, Inspector, this is a scene that you're well familiar with.
I'm aware of the situation here. It's something that we have been dealing with an awful long time. I think it's interesting to note that the vast majority of issues that come out are the environmental issues, and that's something that we have considered. Yes, we can look at some of the antisocial behaviour. Again, when you mention loud music, loud socialising, littering, not necessarily things that we would deal with, that has not stopped us getting involved. And in fact, the vast majority of the work done here to get the council to where they are at this current time is down to the local officer, PC Alice Bennett. And I think you would agree that all of the residents speak very highly of the work that she has done, along with other members of my team and myself, in order to work with the council to get some kind of solution. The solution here is actually the removal of the horses. However, we cannot do that, or the council cannot do that, because there is nothing to say that the horses cannot remain here. I think just being crime figures at the moment almost belittles the problem, because the crime figures don't necessarily reflect the issues that the residents are talking about. I'll keep it back to environmental issues, and that's something, as I've said, we've worked very hard with the council on to get to some kind of solution, which hopefully will make a step further towards tonight.
And certainly the people here do speak very highly of Alice and the work that she's done. However, people having catapults fired through the windows of their cars, vehicles being torched, people would be very surprised that that can happen in what is, an idyllic Surrey village.
I think most people that read the local news, certainly over the last 20 years, will be aware of the problem of catapulting in Tandridge. It seems a phenomenon that is unique to Tandridge. It is not just confined to this area. The last catapult damage was in the Lingfield area. There were some 8 or 9 offences for which arrests were made, and we had full admissions on that. It is not a problem that is unique to Nutfield Marsh. That said, I do not dispute what the people that live here say, but it would be very difficult to actually attribute all of those crimes.
Final question. People are fearful living here. What reassurance can Surrey Police giving people living around this marsh this morning that they're going to be looked after, that they needn't be fearful, and indeed, can they come and talk to you?
As we've seen, we have responded certainly over the last 2 years with action on this to get us to the stage that we are now. We have patrols over here. Most of the people that live around here are used to seeing the officers here, and I know that it is not only just my team, it's also teams from around the rest of the East Surrey area that come and make sure that people that live here can be safe.
Inspector Andy Austin, thanks very much for joining us this morning.